as well as also an amazing athlete, Dr. Sean Talbot. I know many of you may have seen the flyer, but he is America's number one lifestyle expert, as well as also a nutritional educator for elite athletes, some of which you guys probably know, Utah Jazz, as well as also the Olympic athletes. And he's basically published award-winning research, 200 of which have been published, as well as also 10 books. He's a father of two children and two little doggies. And without further ado, I want to introduce you to an amazing man, Dr. Sean Talbot.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks, you guys. What a great turnout for a Wednesday. Thanks for. Am I doing something wrong? Just try to wake everybody up.
And just a reminder, housekeeping rules. I know many of you have gone on the phone. If you guys silent your cell phone and
is that better?
Questions until the end.
Maybe even down a little bit more. Okay.
So
thanks for coming out. I know it's tough to get to these things. You know, people have busy lives and things like that. So what is it right now? It's about 7:20. I'll get you guys out of here by 8 o'clock, all right? But it means I'm going to have to talk kind of fast because I have a lot of things that I want to talk to you guys about. I landed about 3 hours ago, dropped off my stuff at the conference that I'm speaking at, and then came straight here. So this was kind of a, you know, we kind of did this on the last couple of minutes, right? We're like, hey, you're going to be in town. Let's try to do this thing. So I'm in town to talk at an anti-aging conference called the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, A4M. It's a massive, massive scientific conference. Anyone know how many attendees there are at A4M? Do you guys have any? 20,000. So on Friday, I'm going to give two talks on Friday, one about vigor, about this idea of maintaining balance in your body can help us feel a particular way and perform a particular way. So I'm going to talk about the science behind that on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And then Friday early evening, 5 o'clock, I'm going to talk more about antioxidant balance and free radical metabolism and some of the LifeVantage products. So I'm going to jump right in here a little bit, and I'm going to say this. If there's something that you miss as we go through, if I go through something too quickly, these slides are going to be online. And this, I'm recording this right now. This audio file will be online. So you better listen to it again if you so care. or you can share it with people who aren't here. And you know, sometimes we invite people to come to these things and they can't make it for whatever reason. So we'll do that kind of thing. But one idea that is going to percolate through everything that I say for the next 40 or 45 minutes is this concept of balance. You know, I put this up sometimes and people think, wait a minute, he's selling skateboards and surfboards and things like that? No, it's this idea of balance, maintaining balance in the body, maintaining balance physically, maintaining balance mentally, from my perspective as a nutritional biochemist, is all about biochemistry. It's about maintaining stress hormones like cortisol. It's maintaining blood sugar levels. It's maintaining the balance between these reactive molecules called free radicals that can damage our cells and antioxidants, which are compounds that can protect us from that damage. So the balance between free radicals and antioxidants. It's the balance between inflammatory compounds called cytokines and their anti-inflammatory counterparts in the body. So one thing that I'll say a lot, I might even say it on Friday to the medical professionals I'll be talking to, is that biochemistry drives behavior. The reason that we feel a particular way in our body and our mind is because of some chemical in our body. It's because something is in balance and we feel great and we perform at a high level, or we're out of balance and we don't feel so great. We don't look so great. We don't perform at the level that we want to perform. And the reason why I think that's important for you guys to understand is that thinking is what goes into the products that I develop. And that thinking really, you know, gets to the heart of why so many people just feel kind of tired and worn down and kind of beaten down. Like, one of the things that really bothers me is when somebody says to me, well, you know, I feel this way, or I'm, you know, my body and my mind is in a particular state, just, well, you know, maybe I'm just getting older. Maybe I'm just under a lot of stress. Maybe I'm just not eating right, you know. And the thing that bothers me is when people accept it. that this is just a normal situation. And it might be a very prevalent situation, but it sure as heck isn't normal. Our bodies aren't supposed to be like that. We're supposed to have very high energy levels, very good levels of mood, good levels of mental focus all day long. And then when it gets to be about this time at night, we should start to naturally relax and get into a very relaxed, calm state, getting ready for bed, right? But so many people in the world are the exact opposite of that. They're dragging themselves through the day. They can't wait until the nighttime comes where they think they can just fall into bed and sleep. And what happens is they don't sleep. Their mind starts going, and they're restless, and you can't sleep, and you can't relax, and you have that tension and that anxiety. So instead of being energetic in the day and relaxed at night, which is our normal circadian rhythm, we're flip-flopped. We're fatigued in the day and depressed in the day and mental fog through the day, and then we're tense and restless and irritable at night. It's exactly opposite what the human condition should be, and it's all about this. It's all because we're out of balance. So if we think about some of those things that cause imbalance in the body, or what I would refer to, that imbalance, I actually measure as different kinds of cellular stress. We can look at some of these, you know, very common ones: emotional stress, physical stress, environmental stress, etc., non-optimal diet, and you look at that, and you know, it's kind of depressing, isn't it? You look at that list and you go, oh my God, I'm doomed. These things are. Some of those are internal factors, some of them are external factors, but they're sure as heck everywhere. They're all around us. They're unavoidable. And that's kind of my point. If that's our world, we have to do everything that's in our power to maintain that balance. Or if we're out of balance, restore that balance. So if you look at this one, you look at this list, what do you think is the most prevalent of those stressors that are up there? The most prevalent thing that most people will experience on, you know, more hours of the day, that's going to set your body out of balance? Diet is pretty prevalent, right? Environmental is pretty prevalent, right? We have to breathe the air. Emotional stress, yeah. But any one of those in particular? Bills. It's bills, right? Financial stress. Financial stress is the number one reason that people will tip into something that we refer to as chronic stress. And their cortisols go up, and their blood sugars get out of whack, and they have more oxidation, more inflammation, that kind of stuff. And one of the reasons for it is that, you know, you just watched an hour-long video about that concept of financial stress in the world. It's always there. It's always in the back of your mind. It's the first thing you think of when you wake up, last thing you think of when you go to bed. It's there when you go to the gas pump. It's there when you go to the mailbox. Because what's in your mailbox? Bills, right? Not love letters, right? Bills. And so it's always, always there. We can't escape from it. It's this low-grade chronic stress. And that psychological stress transmits itself throughout the entire body and eventually becomes some sort of a cellular stress. So if this is the world that we live in, and that those sources of things that can throw our bodies out of balance are internal, external, everywhere, all around us, unavoidable, we need to do something about it. And what we do, you know, because of the training that I have, I look to traditional medical systems to get ideas for rebalancing us in the modern world. And so what I'll look to ancient Greek medicine. This is an image of Icarus. I'll look to traditional Chinese medicine. So ancient Greek medicine has a history of, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 years of experience. Traditional Chinese medicine is more like 3,000 or 4,000 years. Traditional Indian medicine, or Ayurveda, is more like 4,000 or 5,000 years. You know, so these people have been doing these systems of medicine to rebalance the body for an awful long time. And what they use is herbs, right? I joke around with some of my TCM colleagues, you know, that it's a system of weeds and seeds, because that really is what it is, right? They're using a leaf and a root and a stem and a you know, some sort of an herbal extract. Sometimes they extract them in alcohol. Sometimes they extract them in water. You know, that's tea, basically. But what we can do with Western techniques is we can apply Western scientific techniques to those traditional therapies and see if they work, and if they work, how they work, and then we're able to go back, you know, I go back to my TCM colleagues all the time and I say, you know that leaf that you guys are using to control anxiety? We did some studies and it lowers cortisol, and we can measure psychology parameters like depression, and hey, it works. And they look at me and they go, well, duh, we wouldn't use it for 3,000 years if it didn't work, right? That's one of the things that is really cool about those systems, is that the things that have survived until today are the things that worked over and over and over again. And their idea of health and their idea of mental health and physical health and good performance is all about balance. When I measure balance, we'll measure a psychological parameter called vigor. Vigor, you can see the definition of it here. Vigor is this three-tiered mood state characterized by physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being, all wrapped up into one. That's vigor. And when we study it, when I study it, I study the biochemistry of vigor. What causes somebody to feel those things? What causes somebody to be able to demonstrate high physical energy, high mental acuity, high emotional well-being? Well, it's the biochemistry. So this is a word cloud from one of my books, Secret of Vigor. And you can see when you study something like vigor, you're studying stress, of course, but you're studying it in a lot of different ways. It's not just the psychological stress of that jerk that cut you off in traffic, right? That's stressful. Or your coworker, that's stressful. But remember I said that stress is transmitted through the body through biochemistry, through things like cortisol, a stress hormone, through things like inflammation, through the balance between antioxidants and oxidation. Lots and lots of different biochemistry transmits the psychology throughout the body. People don't say vigor, though. Vigor, as I mentioned, is a term from psychology research. Do you guys know what the opposite of vigor is? I know you guys know this word. Begins with a B. So think about what vigor, you feel great, physical, what is it, boring?
Boredom.
No, it's not boring, burnout. Burnout. So you've heard that word before, right? A lot of you probably used that word before. In psychology research, if your vigor's low, your burnout is high. And so when we describe that sensation of vigor in our bodies, we might call it qi. This is what a traditional Chinese expert would call it. This is that life force that is flowing through your body. And when your qi is high, you feel great. In Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Indian medicine, they would call it prana. If you're an athlete, a basketball player, they're hitting three-point shots from way outside the key. They're in the zone, right? That's the way that we talk. Sometimes people will call it flow. This is when the sensation of time just sort of falls away because you're so involved in what you're doing. You're firing on all your cylinders. So there's lots and lots of ways to explain that. Some people might just say that their energy is good. Their mental and physical energy is good. And what I wanted, before I start talking about the science behind the products, I want to ask you guys this question. What does energy mean to you? Because this is something, trying to figure out what energizes people by measuring things like vigor, is something I've spent the last 10 or 12 or 15 years of my career on. It's sort of my specialty area of research. And one of the things that really surprised me when I first got into this area is that when you dig down below the different layers of what's driving somebody's sensation of being energetic or fatigued or happy or sad or whatever the case may be, when you look at something like energy, it might actually be depression or low mood. And that person is sensing that in their body as fatigue. But they're not going to say depression. They're not going to say they're blue necessarily. They'll just say, well, you know, I'm just kind of tired. I'm just kind of fatigued today. If your brain isn't working quite right, if you can't focus and you can't concentrate, and you can't stay on task, you have brain fog, they're not going to say they're confused, right? We can measure that in our studies. We can measure an index called confusion, but they're not going to say that. They're just going to say, just feeling kind of tired today. And then if they're stressed out, you know, sometimes people will say that they're stressed, but more often than not, they'll say, I'm just wiped out today. I'm exhausted. I'm fatigued. I'm tired. And so, you know, that to me really informed a lot of the work that I've done over the last bunch of years. And I'm going to try to give you a flavor for that with some of the data that I'll show you in a little bit. But I want to tell you this quick story. I've been doing these programs for a long time to try to manipulate some aspect of biochemistry, change somebody's stress hormones or their neurotransmitters or whatever to induce a psychological effect, to help them feel better. And our programs are sometimes 6 weeks, sometimes 8 weeks, sometimes 12 weeks, whatever the case is. We always have some sort of an herbal intervention, you know, some sort of TCM, adaptogen kind of a product that is going to help rebalance their biochemistry, restore their chi or their prana, you know, and those sort of terminologies. And in one of the classes, and this is early on in this work, somebody got up in the, you know, week six of a 12-week program, and they said, you know, my energy is really back, and I'm feeling great. And then somebody else got up, and they said, you know, that isn't what did it for me, but I'm clear as a bell now. I can really focus, and the you know, the fog is just lifted off of my brain. And somebody else got up and said that their stress was lower, and their mood was higher. And a woman got up right in the middle, and she, you know, she had some energy, and she had some mood, and she had some clarity, but none of that really captured what she was feeling herself. And she wasn't going to say vigor, because that's not how we talk, like I said before. And she just couldn't think of the word. She didn't have the vocabulary to describe what she was feeling, and she just kind of gave up. She shrugged her shoulders, and she goes, I don't know, I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And you know, everybody laughed, and she kind of tried to disappear into her seat because she was embarrassed. And I thought about it a second. I said, that's it. That right there, what you described is what we're going for. A feeling in your body that isn't just energy and isn't just mood, but it's this constellation of feelings that motivates you to get up and do something, right? So she felt like vacuuming, hallelujah, right? Clean house, you know, God bless. But I would hope that if we can get that back into people when so many millions of people don't have it or never had it or lost it and want to get it back, if we can get that sense of motivation and that kind of energy that's very actionable, that's going to be a good thing. Because what I end up seeing is that when somebody feels that good, they want to get up and do something, but they want to share that feeling of goodness with other people around them. So they want to bring people along with them. They want to help the people around them feel that good. And then they go off and they do it as a team. And that kind of is what that film was talking about, right? This idea of network marketing, there's a financial piece to it. There's a network piece of it, right? Where it's collective work, so to speak, right? And motivation is a big, big piece of that. And so here are the big four that I'm going to talk about in my presentation on Friday. These four big aspects of biochemistry: oxidation, inflammation, glycation, allostation, or cortisol stress hormone metabolism. All of that together, changing any of those is going to improve your vigor, but if we can balance all of them, people are going to feel really, really good. And we can do it with these weeds and seeds, like I joked around before. There are lots and lots of examples from the natural world of fruit extracts and root extracts and leaf extracts, and we can figure out what it is. What biochemical in these natural ingredients can help rebalance our bodies? And if you think, you know, people will sometimes look at that and go, how in the world can a berry help rebalance my human body? That doesn't make any sense to me, right? But if you think about it from the perspective of these plants, in order to thrive and survive in the natural world where they're being bombarded by oxidizing radiation that can damage them, those plants had to create these compounds, flavonoids and polyphenols and things like that, to protect themselves, to protect them from the damaging oxygen, high oxygen environment around them. So they've created these compounds to protect themselves. They didn't do it for us, but when we consume them, we are able to bring that protection into our own bodies and protect ourselves, protect our brain cells and our skin cells and our muscle cells and our lung cells and everything else. So a lot of the work that we do now is to try to figure out what it is in that fruit or vegetable or leaf that has that rebalancing effect, that has that protection effect in the body. Okay, so I want to shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about how that concept of balance, maintaining balance, restoring balance, is built into every single one of our products. So I'm going to talk about one systemic product, a dietary supplement, something that you swallow, called Protandim. I'll talk about the same concept of rebalancing the body in a line of cosmetics called True Science, where we apply that idea specifically to the skin and can measure balance in that in that tissue. And then I'll talk about another systemic product, a drink, an energy drink, a different take on energy drinks, that by rebalancing some of those different triggers, some of those things that cause you to be fatigued, things like mood and mental focus and stress levels and things like that, we can help people have a greater sense of energy or vigor or chi, whatever you want to label it. Okay, so with Protana, how many people in here are LifeVantage distributors right now? Okay, so 60, 40 hands maybe. One of the things that kills me, maybe this has happened to one or two of you, right? You show Protana to somebody, and they look at it, and they go, oh, it's an antioxidant, right? I get it. I'll go down to the Walgreens, and I'll get the vitamin C, and I'm good, right? No, they're not good. They're not good. Antioxidants are a great thing, you know, based on this idea of antioxidants being the protector against that damaging free radical, that damaging oxygen molecule that can damage if your balance is not quite there. If you have if you have overexposure to free radicals or reactive oxygen species, you're going to have more damage in your cells because you don't have enough of the protector. And so that's a nice story. You can talk about this. This happens in every single tissue in the body. And if it happens at too high of a level, if those cells get damaged and the tissue gets broken down, you're going to have a problem in that tissue, right? Very kind of a logical kind of an idea. But Protandim is not an antioxidant. I really don't consider it an antioxidant at all. Does that surprise anybody? No, you guys are a tough crowd. Well, a lot of people will look at Protandim and they'll go, well, if it's an antioxidant, couldn't I just get that with E or C or beta carotene or something else, right? I don't think of this as an antioxidant at all. I think of it as something that turns on your body's own antioxidants, right? That's a completely different thing. This is more of a signaling molecule than it is anything else. So, you know, the reason that this protects you isn't because the five ingredients have antioxidant abilities on their own. They have some, but the real benefit of it is that it turns on your body's ability to protect itself. So, and that idea of using the body's own internal protective mechanisms, that's the future of medicine. That's what probably half the presentations this weekend or this week at American College of Anti-Aging Medicine are going to be about. How can we harness the body's ability, whether it's harness the immune system to fight cancer cells, right? That is a hot, hot area of scientific research. How can we harness this NRF2 pathway, which every pharmaceutical company in the world is trying to do, to protect a particular tissue, to protect a neuron, to protect a heart cell, to protect your nerves, whatever the case may be, that's really where not just nutrition, but medicine in general is going. These systems are built into our bodies. Why don't we just use them? This, by the way, is what the NRF2 pathway looks like. Exactly. Here's NRF2 inside the cell. The easiest way to think about NRF2, the NRF2 pathway, or the NRF2 complex, is that it's very analogous to a thermostat inside your cells that's sensing stress. And so whenever a cell is under stress, that NRF2 complex will sense, is the cell doing okay or not? Is the cell under stress? Is there something that's threatening the viability or the longevity of this cell? If so, I'm going to produce some proteins, I'm going to produce some enzymes that will protect the cell. And that's what NRF2 does. So, you know, this obviously a very complex graphic, because NRF2 is involved in lots and lots and lots of different ways to protect the cell. So you can see down here, you can see things like glutathione, you can see heme oxygenase, you can see catalase, you can see superoxide dismutase. All of these protect the cell in different ways. Here's a little less complex way of looking at it, but still kind of complex, right? There's no quiz at the end, so don't worry. So see what I have here? Internal system of protective antioxidant enzymes. This is built into every single cell. Here is superoxide. This is a free radical. Here's hydrogen peroxide, another free radical. There's lots and lots of free radicals that we encounter every day, right? We live in an oxygen-rich world. Does anybody ever go out in the sun? Not here in Las Vegas, right? That never happens, right? That UV light is an oxidizing situation where it can damage the cells, damage the cell membranes, damage the mitochondria, damage your DNA, damage all over the place. And so if you're getting damaged by superoxide, if you're getting damaged by hydrogen peroxide, if you didn't have these, superoxide dismutase, catalase, glutathione. If you didn't have those, we have those in our bodies, we wouldn't be able to survive in the world that we live in, right? There's too many sources of stress that would cause enough damage in the cells where those cells wouldn't be viable anymore. So we have to have those systems built in order to survive. And so, you know, I look at something like this and I say, well, if we want to protect the body, why wouldn't we just activate a system that we already have built in? And 10 years ago, that was a ridiculous idea because we didn't know how to do it. Literally, 10 years ago, we didn't know how to turn on the body's ability to protect itself. We didn't know where the switch was. We knew there was a switch, but we didn't know how to flip it on. Now we do. Now we know that NRF2, that NRF2 pathway, is that switch, and we know how to flip it. And we know that when we do flip it, all of these papers all are related to the specific blend of five ingredients that you have in Protandim. Right? We know when you flip that switch, by natural means, you activate the NRF2 pathway, you produce more of those protective enzymes, you have less cellular damage, and that happens in every single tissue that we've ever looked at. It happens systemically throughout the whole body. It happens in hearts, and it happens in brains, and it happens in lungs, and it happens in, you name the tissue, it happens in all those tissues because they all have that NRF2 pathway built in, and we're able to flip it with something as simple as these weeds and seeds. But unfortunately, you know, 10 years ago, nobody knew about it because we didn't know how to do it. Now, 5 years ago, we know how to effectively do that on a very reproducible way each and every time that somebody does that. But nobody's doing that. I say nobody because LifeVantage is I refer to LifeVantage a lot as a $200 million startup because so few people have ever heard of it before. So few people have ever heard of Protandim or True Science or Axio, which has only been out a couple of months. It really is a ground floor opportunity, but with all the infrastructure already built. You know, I'll go back to this slide. What did I do? I'll go back to this slide. 20 studies showing that blend in Protandim activates this pathway to protect all those different systems. So, but nobody's doing that. What people are doing now, and this will be a big part of my talk tomorrow or Friday, is this. They're taking vitamin E, they're taking beta carotene, they're taking selenium, they're taking antioxidant multivitamins, and they think that their bodies are being protected by that. But in reality, not only are those things not protecting the body, they're causing damage. Vitamin E is causing a higher risk for prostate cancer when you're taking it high level, isolated, synthetic, et cetera, right? People are thinking with antioxidants, well, if a little bit is good, more must be better. So I'm going to take 4 of those and 10 of those, and it's going to protect me even more. No, not protecting you. It's actually causing problems. And maybe the problems are coming because we're interfering with the body's ability to protect itself. We're interfering with those built-in pathways. So vitamin E and prostate cancer, beta carotene and higher risk of lung cancer, antioxidant supplements in general and an increase in skin cancer, dietary supplements, multivitamin supplements with antioxidants, and a higher risk for mortality, right? You're dying sooner than you would have otherwise because you're trying to protect your body but doing it in the wrong way, right? When I put this slide up on Friday, I guarantee, you know, however many hundred people are in the hall, you know, all health professionals in my category are going to go, well, yeah, we've known about this for 10 years. These studies are 10 years old. They've been coming out in little dribs and drabs. And when the first couple came out, collectively, as an industry and a scientific medical professionals, we looked at it and went, no, that can't be right. Antioxidants are supposed to be protecting us. And then another study, and another study, and another study. And so when I put this slide up, people are going to go, yeah, we've known about this for 10 years. Clearly, people shouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. They shouldn't be supplementing with those high doses of those isolated synthetic kinds of antioxidants because they're causing problems. So this story is widely known within science, widely known within the medical professional, widely known among anti-aging doctors. But the public doesn't know this. The public has no idea that this is occurring in their bodies, but they will. Next year, the year after that, sometime soon, this idea is going to tip into the public domain, and everyone's going to understand it. Everyone who's spending $1 billion, literally $1 billion in antioxidant supplements right now is going to go, huh, well, I didn't know that. Now that I know that, I'm going to stop doing that. And they're going to ask themselves, what do they do? They're going to still say, I do want something that's going to help slow the aging process, or protect my body, or increase my vigor, or restore my balance, whatever the case may be. And they're going to ask themselves, how do I do that? And it's just it's kind of a perfect storm. The synthetic and exogenous antioxidants are fading away, and this idea of endogenous internal antioxidants, get your body to produce its own, is really coming on now. So it's you can see that in the scientific literature as well, that this idea of, you know, don't take your antioxidants, rather make your antioxidants, is really starting to become mainstream within the scientific community, and that'll eventually tip into the community at large. And when that happens, LifeVantage will really be the recipient of that benefit because of all those studies, those 20 studies that I showed you before, and the infrastructure that we've built here at the company. And here's how we do it. Here's how we do it in Protandem. With Protandem, we've got these five ingredients. So I have the main chemical structure. This isn't the only chemical structure. So with a turmeric root extract, you're getting lots of bioactives. Chief among them is one called curcumin. With green tea extract, you're getting a lot of polyphenol flavonoid compounds. Chief among them is this one catechin called EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate, et cetera, et cetera. And so this blend of five is protected by 7 or 8 patents around the world. Because the invention is that these five added together, known NRF2 activators, we know that curcumin and turmeric activate NRF2. We know that EGCG and green tea activate NRF2. But the invention that's protected by that patent is that this specific blend activates at a much, much higher level than you would expect. Right? That's the novel finding. And it looks kind of like this. When you look at each of these different ingredients, ashwagandha, milk thistle, black pepper in our Japan formula, turmeric, green tea, bacopa, etc. And then you can see how they activate NRF2. This is a way that we can report that in a cellular bioassay. Higher level means more NRF2 activation, and this is the dose here. What you see is that the US formula of Protandem or the Japan formula of Protandem, those five ingredient blends, activate NRF2, turn that ability of the cell to make more antioxidant protective enzymes at a much, much higher rate, at a very, very low dose, a very, very high induction. This is what the patent protects, that idea of that synergy actually being there with the ingredients. You can look at it this way, too, where you can look at each of the individual ingredients, ashwagandha, bacopa, green tea. You can see we get a little bit of NRF2 activation, which is great. But when we get the blend together, we really see that true synergy coming in. It's clearly not an additive effect. It's not like we're adding 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals something. We're getting something much more dramatic. And that's one of the reasons why when your friend, or it's usually a brother-in-law that does this, they'll look at the side of the label and they'll go, oh yeah, I'll just go down to the store and get those and mix it up myself, right? Happens all the time, right? If they do that, fine. Right, they'll get some benefit. They'll get this benefit. Teeny benefit, teeny benefit, teeny benefit, teeny benefit. If they want to get five teeny benefits and probably spend the same amount of money and then cross their fingers that maybe it's working, maybe it's not, because they don't know if they have the right amount of those bioactives. They certainly don't have the same ratio of bioactives. They might get also, a lot of times with herbals, you get a lot of stuff you don't want. Heavy metals, arsenic, pesticides, that kind of stuff. We test for all that kind of stuff, right? We have the 20 studies. We have it put together in a research-proven, patent-protected kind of a way. So, you know, it kind of blows my mind when people go, well, I'm good, right? They hear the story and they go, I'll just take care of it myself, right? Because they can't. It's not going to be possible. So this is what NRF2 looks like in the body. When I say that we're activating NRF2, what we're doing is we're taking this protein that is anchored inside the cell in an inactive form. It's not turning on anything. It's not activating any production of any enzymes or proteins. It's really just in this state, it's sensing the cellular environment. Is the cell good? Is it not? Do we need to be protected? Are we okay to stay at baseline? When we take something like Protandim, it activates the uncoupling of this Keep1, which is an anchoring protein, and Nrf2, which is the protein that actually has the activity. So when Protandim causes this phosphorylation reaction, it releases Nrf2. Nrf2 travels into the DNA, into the nucleus where the DNA lives, attaches to this one little piece of the DNA called the ARE, the antioxidant response element, and that's the signal for the cell to start producing those protective enzymes. So you get sort of a two-phase effect here. You get production of enzymes like superoxide dismutase and catalase and heme oxygenase and glutathione peroxidase that protect you, they're sort of like a shield for the oxidizing reactive oxygen species, those free radicals that are going to damage our body. Now you're protected more from them. But there's also a whole nother set of proteins that we just generally refer to as housekeeping proteins. Proteins that will go around the cell and clean up damage that either slipped through the shield or came before you were starting to shield yourself. There's two predominant theories of the aging process. One is the free radical theory of aging, where we age because we get damaged. And the other one is that we age and we show the symptoms of aging because of an accumulation of cellular debris, an accumulation of damage in the cell, so the cell doesn't work as efficiently. Protandim is working on both ends of that, the shielding protection piece and the cleanup, tune-up efficiency piece. So that's great, right? I can show you the chemical structures, nice. I can talk about the herbs and the TCM idea of 3,000 years ago, also nice. I can show you a cool cartoon like that, somewhat nice. But what I really care about is, and I can show you 20 studies about cancer cells and arteries and brain cells and all that kind of stuff, but what I really care about is something like this. This is a study that was done in 2005, was published in 2006, and what it shows is what happens when somebody swallows a Protandim every single day for a period of time, right? What we're looking at is, can it be absorbed? Can it be transported? Can it get to the place in the body where it's going to have that biological effect? And the answer is yes. I'll show you a couple pieces of data. This one is looking at the level of those protective antioxidant enzymes, superoxide dismutase and catalase. And you can see a very significant, not just statistically significant, but clinically meaningful, an increase of 34% in superoxide dismutase levels, an increase in catalase levels of 54%. That tells us we have a bigger shield. That tells us that the body is responding to Protandim by making more of these protective antioxidant enzymes, right? Good thing. But if we just stopped there, that wouldn't really tell us, is the body being protected? We have to look at it one level deeper, which is this, to look at a cell damage marker called T-bars. And there's lots of ways to look at oxidative stress in the body. This is probably, from a scientific perspective, the most predominant, measured at most universities around the world. So what you see here very clearly is an age-related increase in oxidative damage. An 80-year-old has more cellular damage than a 20-year-old. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Why? They've been around. They've been around the block once or twice, right? So they've been exposed to more sources of things that could damage them. There's something else that's going on here, though. It's not just that they've been on the planet longer and exposed to more sunlight and breathing more oxygen and whatever else they've done. There's something else going on that's an aging effect. We're probably not producing as much Nrf2, or the Nrf2 that's there is not as efficient in its ability to activate our body's production of those antioxidant enzymes. So that right there might be a reason for people just to say, you know, I do want to flip that switch at least once a day. I do want to have my body protecting itself at a higher level once a day. Because when that happens, well, before that happens, we asked people, were they taking vitamin E or vitamin C? Remember, this was done in 2005. At a time when E and C and beta carotene and all those kinds of things were front page news. Everyone should go out and get that and start adding it to their diet and adding it to their Cheerios every morning. When you draw the average line between these people who were supplementing, what you see is that they don't have less cellular damage. They actually have more. Right? So clearly those solutions aren't good enough. They're not strong enough. They're not protecting their body like those people were probably thinking. But when we give Protandim, one tablet a day for 30 days, you can see what it does. It completely removes that age-related increase in oxidative damage. So you can't tell a 70-year-old or an 80-year-old from a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old. That's where this idea of an anti-aging effect comes in. That, you know, these 80-year-old cells are biochemically equivalent in certain ways to a 20-year-old's cells, right? That's the anti-aging effect. That's a pretty good place to be, and it led the authors of that paper to conclude this. Remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. So 40% reduction in oxidative damage in 30 days' time. That's a pretty dramatic change over that short time course with such a minor intervention, right? Swallow one tablet every single day. So good place to be. And that puts LifeVantage, I think, and this is one of the main reasons that I'm here at this company, in a very enviable position. Having solved this piece of the puzzle in such a fundamentally different way, protecting the cell and rebalancing the cell and reducing cellular stress, that gives the company a great ability to move with healthier cells into other areas that people are actually asking for. Things like feel your best, look your best, perform your best. So this could be energy, this could be mood, this could be mental function. This look your best could be beauty, it could be weight loss, it could be all kinds of things. People want to look as good as they can. This perform your best could be athletic performance. It could be, sometimes when I put that up, I've stopped asking people what they think about this. I'll say, what do you think by performance, right? And someone, some yo-yo will always go, sex! So. But all of these have their basis. If you want to increase energy in somebody, for example, you have to rebalance their cell. You have to keep their cells in a healthy place so their cells are able to respond. If you want to help them look their best in terms of a beauty effect, a cosmetic effect, you have to make sure those cells are not over-oxidized and under stress. Otherwise, you're always going to be having a problem. You're always going to be spinning your wheels, so to speak. So if we start from here, having balanced cellular stress in that very, very different way, we can build into these other areas in unique ways. So let's talk about the look your best category real quick. Okay, look your best is our true science skincare system. And if we look at any of the big reasons that somebody comes and buys a skincare system, smoother skin, firmer skin, younger looking skin, more even skin tone, less noticeable fine lines and wrinkles. And we compare what our system did in a clinical study at 28 days or 56 days, and we compare that to any of the top shelf prestige skincare brands out there, we're as good or better, right? And I say that, and I put some of these other brands up there because I love these brands, right? I know the science behind those brands, and I want people to understand that we're playing in the realm of the big boys, right? These are very good, very expensive, very effective products, and we're just as good. We're playing on the same field in terms of efficacy, especially over the time course that we're looking at. When we ask people, when they leave the clinical study, and we give them an exit survey, what they felt, what users said, you can see that on all of these kinds of main benefits that people will look for, 7 to 8 to 9 out of 10 people are seeing those benefits in a very short period of time, 4 weeks. And then even higher levels, 8 to 9 to almost 100% of the time, people are seeing those after 2 months of usage. Right? That's, again, another really good place to be. And one of the reasons for that people see those benefits so quickly and so dramatically, is because of the rebalancing effect that we're having in the tissue, in the skin, when we apply this Nrf2 technology topically. Right? So I just showed you what happens systemically throughout the entire body on average when you take a Protandim. This is what we see when we actually add that same idea, the same kinds of ingredients, Nrf2 activators, in a blended, patented fashion to the skin. Well, what you're looking at here is untreated skin, skin that's been treated with just a moisturizing base cream, and then skin that's been treated with our actual true science cream. And so what happened with it, this is living skin, where the systems, whether it was untreated, moisturizing, or true science, the skin was treated with those interventions for 5 days. And what you're looking at here is the level of Nrf2 protein in those skin samples. And clearly what you can see is a significantly higher level of NRF2 protein. What we're able to show is that by applying this, you're making more of that thermostat. You're making more of that switch, of that triggering mechanism to get the body to make more of those protective enzymes. When we look at it a little bit differently, same kind of an idea, we can look at, instead of looking at T-bars, we measure cellular damage in a little bit different way when we have actual skin samples. We're looking at something called thymine dimers. This is looking at a particular measurement of DNA damage, right? The actual genetic material in the skin cells, is it more damaged or less damaged? And what you see here is same parameters, untreated skin, skin treated with just a moisturizing cream, skin treated with TrueScience. Now here what you're looking at is a lower level of damage. So the first slide, a higher level of protection results in a lower level of damage. I'll give you guys a little bit of a secret. Cosmetics aren't supposed to do this. And this is one of our challenges with, as a publicly traded company, how do we talk about these data that we have in a clinical trial without getting in trouble, right? We don't want to get in trouble and start making drug claims or pharmaceutical claims, but producing more protein, having less damage, having sort of a healing effect in the skin, that's something we really shouldn't be talking about so much. So what I rather would say to people is, you know, we go back a couple of slides and we say, smoother skin, younger looking skin, you're beautiful, you're pretty, it happened in 4 weeks, don't you want to continue using the product? And that's exactly what we see. You can sell the product to somebody one time, but then they buy it again and again and again and again because they like what they're getting in their skin. This mechanism is built in because it's how we make skin healthier, right? Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
So here's just a summary. We boost skin protection from UV exposure by reducing DNA damage. We increase the NRF2 protein to improve that protective shield, and we're able to fight the signs of aging through all the layers of the skin, which I didn't show you. We're able to look through all the different layers of skin and see, are we having that effect just at the topical layers, or maybe just at the middle layers, or maybe down to the lower levels? We're hitting all of those. We're seeing this effect, more protection, less damage through all those layers. So that's a good place to be. So feel your best, right? This is another one of our big buckets that we're building products in. Feel your best. This is one of my favorites because so many people are in this category of feeling tired, stressed, and depressed, or feeling off. And I have lots of friends who are frontline healthcare providers, whether they're physicians or they're nurse practitioners or they're physician's assistants or whatever. Their patients come to them with this. They say, hey, I'm a wreck. I feel off. I need some help, right? And what happens, right? The healthcare provider turns around and they go, oh, I've got a pill for off. I'll just give you that, right? That isn't what happens. And that's a terrible situation to be in, that you don't have something to help your patient that's come to you looking for a solution. And so what happens is when somebody feels off like that, if your mood is off, you sometimes will get one of these. If your ability to relax is off and you're feeling tense and restless and those sorts of things, you might get one of these. If your brain fog is the thing that's off and you can't focus and you can't stay on task, you might get one of these. Right? And if you're just generally fatigued, like, you know, 90% of the population, you might just self-medicate with one of these. So all of these, billion-dollar category, multi-billion-dollar category, multi-billion-dollar, multi-billion, multi-billion, when you add all of that up, it's about $100 billion, right, in terms of not energy per se, but people not feeling the way they want to feel and looking for a solution to help them feel different. That, I think, is not the right way to go if we accept the premise that I started with, which is we feel a particular way because of our body being in balance or out of balance. We know that these herbs can help rebalance us if we select the right ones, if we prove it by science. And so we developed a product just a couple of months ago, launched a product just a couple of months ago, called Axio. And so we took a very similar approach to what we've done already with Protandim and what we've done already with TrueScience. Try to come at the problem in a matrix fashion using natural ingredients to go and rebalance some of the body's biochemistry. And so you can see some of the bioactives here, things like catechins and proanthocyanidins and theanine and quercetin, et cetera. We have two different versions of it. And just before we launched it 2 months ago, we unveiled a 400-person usage survey. And I just want to share with you two little two little pieces of data from that, and then I'm going to start wrapping it up. So in this usage survey, 200 people on the Huckleberry Green Grape flavor, 200 people on the Red Raspberry flavor. We wanted to ask two questions with this slide. How fast could people feel a change, and how long did that change last, right? And so we've labeled it energy, just so people would know what we were talking about. But I'll guarantee you, some of these people were feeling energy, and some people were feeling clarity, and some people were feeling resilience and, you know, whatever, but we labeled it energy so people knew what we were talking about. Look how fast it comes on. Most people were experiencing this within 15 to 30 minutes. Great, great place to be. So it's hitting people quickly. That's exactly what we want. Because when you feel tired or fatigued, you want to get out of that situation as quickly as possible. How long does it last? The majority of people were feeling it for hours. 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours, even a pretty high percentage of people feeling it out to 4 or more hours. So sustained energy, keeping them going, allowing them to do more things throughout the whole day. I won't go through all of these bars. I just want to point out a couple of things to you. We weren't getting jitters, right? So it's very easy to give people energy or the sensation of energy. It's less easy to make it last a while, but it's totally simple to make people feel more energy than they actually want. And what they get is tension and irritability, and they get this, you can almost hear them humming, right? They're just sitting there, just, they've got this useless energy. That isn't what we want, right? We don't want them sitting there, you know, jumping their foot and tapping the desk. And I mean, you've seen this happen to people, right? That kind of energy isn't any good. You can't use it for anything. It's not actionable. So we wanted to make sure we weren't getting that. But we were getting mental focus at a very high level, and we were getting this one, this idea that you felt like you were accomplishing more when you took Axio versus not. That's my vacuum cleaner story. That's motivation. That's vigor that we're bringing back into people's bodies, because we have those bioactives in there that affect cellular energy or mental focus or stress resilience or mood or whatever. We're flipping all of those different switches to get somebody to that point of feeling better, right? That's what Axio is doing. And I'm going to skip over this because it was just their open-ended responses to what they were experiencing. When I say perform your best, what do you think? Nobody say sex. You think athletics. That's what a lot of people think, right? So I do a lot of work with elite level athletes, and they want to have high levels of performance. But why wouldn't every single person in this room want to have a high level of performance to do whatever it is you want to do, right? You might not care about the gold medal. You might just care about spending more time with your kids and being energetic. You might care about having a good energy and good focus for your hobby. You might care about your job. You might care about whatever. You want to have the highest level of performance. And when you feel like this guy, your performance isn't high, but it's a signal for something else going on. When I think about performance, I think of it more like taking your car in for a tune-up. Right? Has anybody ever done that before?
Yeah.
Right? It's shaking. It's blowing smoke. My mileage is terrible. Everything's going wrong. You take it in. They tune it up. They change the spark plugs. They clean the cylinders. They do all the stuff that they do. I'm not a mechanic, so I don't actually know what they do. But my car runs better after I bring it out of the Subaru dealership, right? So that's a good thing. It's more efficient. It's gotten that tune-up. It's running better. We can do the same exact things with our bodies by taking them when they're out of balance, put them back into balance. And the thing that's scary about that whole idea is that when you're out of balance, your body is in a state that we refer to as being catabolic. These are nerve cells, neurons, brain cells. You can see the one on the left, normal stress, in balance, not having a cellular stress response. The one on the right, you don't have to be a neurologist to see that this one on the right looks sick. It's physically shrunken. It has structural impairments, right? It's not as many projections. It's kind of thin. It's kind of shrunken. That process happens in every single tissue in the body when we're out of balance, when we're under high level of cellular stress. Happens in your neurons that I'm showing you here. Happens in your skin, that's why you wrinkle. It happens in your muscles, that's why we get sarcopenia, age-related loss of muscle mass as we age, osteoporosis. All of those things are catabolic conditions at the root caused by cells being out of balance. There's only one tissue that doesn't break down faster, but instead builds up faster, becomes anabolic in response to being out of balance, and that's this one. Your belly fat. Normal stress situation, imbalance, out of stress situation, high cellular stress. And so what happens is we gain weight in the belly fat region when we're over-oxidized, when we're over-inflamed, when we have too much cortisol, et cetera, et cetera. But it's really hard to get rid of once it gets there, because this, what I've colorized yellow, this visceral fat, it kind of behaves like a tumor in the body, where it starts to create its own oxidizing chemicals. It creates its own stress hormones. It creates its own inflammatory compounds that go out and damage the rest of your body, setting the whole rest of your body out of balance. And so we, not LifeVantage, my product development company before I came here, we did a lot of studies to show that, you know, when you have this, what do people tell you to do? Exercise? Eat right. Yeah. Has anyone tried that? Did it work?
No.
Not great, right? So I'm a nutritionist and a physiologist, so I want you to eat right, and I want you to exercise, but I want you to remember the third leg of the stool. Diet and exercise are still important, but the third leg of the stool is that cellular balance. We have to balance our metabolism, balance our biochemistry. That's what I mean by performance, right? Tweak your metabolism so that you have higher performance throughout your whole body with this as a main outcome. Belly fat loss. So that's it. I've just got a couple more slides and I'm going to wrap it up. But at this point, I don't want anyone to be sitting in the room thinking, oh my gosh, I could never repeat all of that mumbo jumbo, right? I don't want you to, right? This is why you have a whole R&D team. If you decide you want to do this business, if you decide you want to take the products, awesome. There's a lot of research behind them. If you decide you want to do this business, even awesomer, there's a lot of research behind them. But don't feel like you need to become the researcher. Don't feel like you need to become the nutritionist. You have a whole R&D team that does stuff like this. These are some of the studies that we have underway. We just had our 20th study come out in April or so of this year. Mayo Clinic study on ovarian cancer. We have a lot of other things in the pipeline, either done, underway, in development. We have everything from longevity studies to brain function studies to lung function studies, et cetera, et cetera. We're doing this work so that you guys have the ammunition to show how unique and how effective these products are. We do things like this, where we come out and we do presentations like this. It's not just me who does it. The rest of the R&D team is starting to do this as well. We do radio shows. We do, tomorrow morning I'm going to go tape a show for the NBC affiliate here. I'm not sure when it's going to run, but we're going to talk about foods and bioactives that you can eat. Why is broccoli so good for you? Because it activates NRF2 and it does this in the body. Why is resveratrol so good for you in that glass of wine? Because it does this and that's what it does in the body. I'm going to talk about that kind of stuff on TV. These logos are from a national radio tour that we did back in March. 20 radio programs with health reporters around the country, not a single one of them had ever heard of NRF2. Not a single one of them had ever even heard of the concept that your body can protect itself by activating that pathway. These are all online on the LifeVantage website. You can listen to them, you can download them, you can send the links to other people to listen to. That's something that we do. Has anyone seen the LifeVantage Lab videos? So we have those so that, you know, some people want to listen to an audio file, some people want to read it, some people want to see it in a different way. So we're trying to surround people like that. We have these books, the Deadly Antioxidant book. I brought a couple of them with me tonight. Tells the story of don't take antioxidants, make antioxidants, and summarizes the research in a way that's very consumable for the average person. This new energy brochure talks about that idea of vigor and stress and mood and mental focus and acuity and all those kinds of things, and that Axio isn't the standard approach to energy drinks. And then I try to make myself as available as possible to post these things and write these things and bring these things out to people as much as I can. And I do it because of this, right? This is the same sort of a framework for improving vigor in somebody, right? Before it was oxidation and inflammation and glycation and allostasis. Here, when we think of it from our product perspective, our product categories, and we look at feel your best, look your best, and perform your best, instead of vigor, I want to think of that in a little bigger, global, more grandiose terms. That when you can get someone to feel that good again, you're helping them achieve the best version of themselves. Right? That might be something that they've never been able to achieve. It might be something that they lost somewhere back in the future because life happened. If you can get someone to this, their best future you, that's life-changing. And I see it all the time. I see it I don't see it when I go to the scientific conferences that I go to, right? So in October, I spoke at the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and I talked about vigor, and I talked about this concept, and I gave my presentation, and they went, "Very interesting data, Dr. Talbot. Here's your plaque." And, you know, got an award, hung it on my wall, awesome. Those 300 or 400 physicians in that room went back off to their lives. When I come to a meeting like this, and, you know, 60% of the hands went up, and your Life Vantage distributors, and the other 40% are maybe guests who are kicking the tires here, and I say this kind of stuff to you, if there's one or two people here that get excited about that and go out and tell somebody else, and maybe they get one of them gets excited and tells somebody else, that's a lot more people that we're affecting with this message and this opportunity than we ever could ever again. This is the benefit of network marketing right here, that we can do this in ourselves. If I help you feel better, that's a win, right? You feel better, I feel better because I helped you feel better, but I'm hoping, like I said before, you feel better enough to help her feel better, and you help her. And that's what network marketing is all about, as you heard about in that movie that we watched at the very beginning. That's powerful, that's life-changing, and it can happen on a global basis. So this is what gets me up in the morning, gets me out of bed every morning, and gets me to go into LifeVantage to work with my team to deliver this kind of stuff for you guys. And I'm happy to be here to help you however I can. Thanks for having me.